Blog Talk Radio. made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his courts with holy praise. Good morning and happy Mother's Day from all of us here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, and I am being joined by my beautiful and anointed Spirit of Life family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Edwin, and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. And we are so blessed that you have all joined us here on this Mother's Day. So to all of you beautiful mothers, grandmothers, aunties, mentors, pastors, hallelujah, to every sister that comes along beside the people of God and you pour into them and you nurture them, we want to say a blessed and happy Mother's Day to you. But now here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, every day is Mother's Day, hallelujah. But we are so glad that you are here to celebrate all the beautiful mothers with us today, hallelujah. At this time, we will now go to opening prayer with Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just come before you this morning, humbly but boldly before the throne of grace. And Father God, we just thank you for your grace this morning. We thank you for what you're doing in the earth. We thank you, Father God, for those that are listening around the world today, Father God. We just ask that you would save, set free, deliver, Father God. Move through the voices that come through the radio today, God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint the speaker of the hour. Anoint the overseer of the broadcast, Bishop Cook, Father God. Continue to anoint her and strengthen her. Strengthen each mother, Father God. And God, as I think of Pastor and Evangelist Scott, just touch them, heal them, strengthen them, encourage them today, God. Encourage your people everywhere, oh God. And oh God, encourage us that are listening to the broadcast, oh God. You know the needs of each and every one of us, God. And we thank you. We thank you for touching us and being concerned about us. Father God, we just ask that you touch the sick and the shut-in, Father God. Touch them and raise them up to be for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you that there are no hindrances today on the broadcast in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for unity and oneness of mind. We thank you for the hunger of those that are on the line and for giving us an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying to us this day. In the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, and what you're manifesting today. In the name of Jesus. God, we just give you all of the praise today. We lift you up today. We lift up your son, Jesus, today.
Amen.
And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and
amen.
Amen.
And to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in your world.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was the Gospel Women's Mass Choir singing, Order My Steps. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we have the mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, come, and she reads to us from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So won't you please give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell.
Thank you, Bishop. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I love you. And happy Mother's Day from me to every mother of any kind out there. Our lesson today is entitled, You Have the Victory. We're looking at Romans 8 and 37. It says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now, if God's word says that we are more than conquerors through Christ, then we are. We are not going to become. We already are. We may be experiencing some failures or setbacks in life right now, but only good will come out of our situations because God says that in all these things we are more than conquerors. We have the victory. You see, God has placed us in Christ, whom he has exalted to the highest place in the universe. We are not trying to get to victory ground. We are already on victory ground. We don't confess God's word to get victory. We confess his word because we already have the victory. We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. The devil will try to steal our victory. He will come against us with lies and fears and cause us to be conscious of our failures, weaknesses, and symptoms in areas such as our health. But we are not trying to be healed. We are already healed because God's word declares that by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53 and 5. A sister in the Pastor Prince's church was seeing two psychiatrists. She had been under psychiatric care and medication for panic attacks for the most part of her life. She said that when she started coming to church and learning about Jesus, the truth of God's word began to dawn on her. She started believing that victory over her condition was already hers and began confessing it. From then on, all her fears were removed and her panic attacks ceased. Today, she has a sound mind, is free from all medication, and knows that her life is greatly blessed through Jesus who loves her. My friends, the moment you accept Jesus as your Savior, you are born again and the new person inside you is more than a conqueror. You are already on victory ground, and you have victory over every challenging situation in your life. Believe it. Accept it. Know God has it for you. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the hearers, readers, and doers of his holy and mighty word. Today, we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. Amen.
Thank you. Bye.
Hallelujah. Has your soul been anchored this morning? Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Pastor Douglas Miller this morning. Glory to God. It is now time for this morning's prayer. And this is a time when we come together and we lay our burdens down. We go to the Lord and we petition him and we offer up our praise, our adoration. We offer up our love to him as we petition him to bless others. Hallelujah. And we know here at the Spirit Alive Network that when we pray, God moves because we pray expecting him to move according to his holy word that proclaims, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. And the word of God also says, this is the evidence that we have. He that has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son has not life. So this morning we're coming to lift up those that know the Lord and those that don't. We're coming this morning letting the Lord know that we care about his people as he cares about his people. Mm-hmm. And we pray for his people as he prays for his people. So at this time, I am going to ask a beautiful mother, sister, mentor, teacher, and friend, our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers, to come forth this morning and lead us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we come humbly before you this morning, thanking you for who you are and all that you are to us. We thank you for saving us. Hallelujah. We thank you for making it possible, hallelujah, for our souls to be saved. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you continue to do for each of us, your children. We lift up the conditions of the world to you this morning. We lift up those that are hurting, those with hung down heads, those with no hope. Hallelujah. We lift them up to you this morning, Lord, because we want them to know, hallelujah, that your love has been spread abroad. Hallelujah. To everyone, you made it possible, hallelujah, for each one of us to come to you, to open up our hearts to you, to accept you and to be saved and to have eternal life. So we want to lift those up to you this morning. Hallelujah. Those that are saved as well as those that are unsaved. People are hurting, hallelujah, in all kinds of ways. And we know that you are a healer. Hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, that you are a miraculous moving God.
Yes.
So we ask, Lord, that you would move in their behalf in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you move supernaturally. Hallelujah. So we are looking to you this morning. Hallelujah. With expectations. Hallelujah. We pray for those that don't know you. We lift up our unsaved families. We lift up those, Lord, that just have given up. We ask, Lord, that you would move in them this morning. Hallelujah. That you would lift their spirits. We pray, Lord, for those that are shut in, those that are in the hospitals, hallelujah, prisons, and many other places, Lord, where your people are feeling bound. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for their freedom. We ask, Lord, that you would heal, that you would deliver. Hallelujah. That you would set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just praise you. We praise you for it because we believe, Lord, that when we ask you, hallelujah, for anything, we know that you will do it. Hallelujah. Because we have the faith and the belief. Hallelujah. Knowing who you are, praise God, and knowing what you can and what you will do. We pray for mothers everywhere, Lord. Hallelujah. There are mothers that are grieving even today.
Yes.
So we pray for them, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would touch them, hallelujah, that you would lift up their soul this morning in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Mothers that have lost children, we pray for them, hallelujah.
Yes,
mothers,
Lord.
All
yes.
over the world,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, those that are feeling unloved, hallelujah, allow them to know, Lord, that you love them. In the name of Jesus, in spite of, hallelujah, you are their father. So we pray for them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray for those, Lord, that their daughters and sons and will be enjoying them today and doing things for them. And we just thank you for those, Lord, hallelujah, that do care, that
yes.
those that do love, hallelujah, and those
yes,
that do
Lord
show
Jesus.
Forth their love. Oh, we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. We pray for the Spirit Alive Ministries this morning. We pray for the leader of this ministry, Bishop Shirley
yes.
Cook. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless her, continue to bless the ministry, continue to bless those, hallelujah, that are a part of it and those that listen in every Sunday and every time there is a service. We pray, Lord, that you will continue, hallelujah, to use this ministry for your glory.
Thank you,
in Jesus' holy
yes.
and righteous name. And we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Be
yes,
in the service
Lord.
This morning.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah, as you already have. But, Lord, as the word comes forth, we pray that you would anoint your speaker today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There will be
thank
a blessing.
You,
hallelujah. That someone will be blessed today. Someone will be touched.
Yes.
Someone will be saved. And we just thank
yes.
you, Lord, for what you're going to do in advance. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, God, Jesus. People.
Thank you.
believe it.
Sister Dottie Peebles is bringing it to us, saying faith. Tell us what faith is this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. Please retrieve your Bibles if you haven't already done so and turn to the book of 2 Timothy. And we are going to be looking at chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Glory to God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace just asking you to remove me from self, step into my body of clay, and speak a word that will bless your people. Father, use me. Hallelujah, to lift you up so that you might draw all men unto yourself. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless the mothers and fathers everywhere today. And Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus, if there's someone that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, would be the day that they would come and make you their Lord and their Savior. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus, I do pray it all. Amen. Once again, happy Mother's Day from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. This morning, I'm going to be talking to us about a mother's greatest gift. For you see, mothers are givers by nature. They give themselves to their husbands to conceive a child, They give of themselves to carry that baby for 9 long and sometimes miserable months. They give of themselves to do the most thankless, boring, and dismal tasks that are required for the daily upkeep of a home. And they give of themselves to teach, nurture, and train their children. Yes, mothers are givers by nature. But what's the greatest gift a mother can give to her children? Now I want us to look at this morning's text, and we're going to see what Apostle Paul has to say in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And the word of God reads as follows. An apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayer night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So we can see from our text that Paul was impressed by the legacy of faith. You see, Lois had passed down her faith to Eunice, and Eunice had passed on her faith to her son Timothy. I came to let you know that's the greatest gift any mother can give her children. In fact, it's the greatest gift that both a mother and or father can give to their children. Now, many mothers today, they're raising their families where the husband is not a believer or he's not present. And this situation offers unique challenges for them. But I came to tell you this morning, Mom, it is possible to rear up godly children and give your children your faith, even if you are the only one doing it. We know this because Eunice was able to do it. All you have to do is take note of Acts 16:1-3, where the Bible declares, then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess and believed, but his father was Greek. This is the New Testament term for Gentile non-believer. Whereas a religious Gentile or a believing Gentile was called a Grecian. The word of God goes on, which was well reported by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was Greek. Now, as you can see from this passage, we're told some things about Timothy and his background. First of all, we see that Timothy's father was a Gentile pagan. Though I'm sure that Timothy's father may have passed on some good character traits to his son, he could not offer spiritual guidance because he himself was a lost man. So it was left to Eunice and her mother, Lois, to bring Timothy up in the Lord. So how do you think Eunice did? Well, she must have done pretty good, or she must have did all right, because verse 2 tells us that Timothy was well reported of by the brethren. But notice verse 3. Him would Paul have to go forth with him. See, when Paul met Timothy, he chose him above all other people he could have chosen to be his companion and helper. You see, he saw things in Timothy that convinced him that this was a godly young man who could be a tremendous asset to the ministry. Paul saw great potential in Timothy, all because of Eunice's labor. Without the help of Timothy's father at all, as far as his spirituality was concerned. So this Mother's Day, I want to leave you with six words that will help you rear your Timothy, your Mary, Martha, your Deborah, hallelujah. And I want you to know this morning that these principles, by the way, apply to fathers too. So everything I say will be practical for all of us today. Even though it's Mother's Day, and I'm speaking to the mothers especially. Now, the first word I want us to think about and remember when it comes to raising godly children is the word principle. You see, children need instructions. Now, I'm not talking about family Bible reading here, as important as that is. I'm talking about applying biblical principles all throughout life. I'm talking about applying the Bible to your children's interests and their friends and their activities. See, I'm talking about hitting all the hot buttons of your child's concerns and problems and worries. It's vitally important to have a Bible study or prayer led by dad if that's possible. I mean, every house should strive for that. But today, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about instructing children along the way, all day, day by day, every day. I'm talking about taking the mundane activities and problems of life and going to the Word of God for answers. For example, what does the Bible say about handling money? What does the Bible say about sex immorality? What does the Bible say about our bodies being the temple of the Holy Spirit? And what kinds of substances should we or should we not put in our bodies? What does it say about friends and companions and the places that we go? What does the Bible say about obeying authority and rules and laws of life and such, et cetera? But the key is to know what your child's needs are, and to be concerned enough about them to apply the principles of the Bible on a day-by-day, very natural, in the scheme of thing basis. Now I'm going to take you to Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4, and 8. Listen to this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt walk of them when thou sittest in thy shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Now, my parents, they were pretty consistent in the matter of family devotions. We would have Bible study, but it wasn't regimented. You see, my parents tended to just let the Word of God flow in our busy hustle and bustle of life. You know, we would have Bible studies. We would sit and listen to our parents speak to other servant leaders and community leaders about what the Word of God said. It was mirrored. So although my parents were not structured always in the instruction of scriptures, they were both master teachers in the daily instruction and application of the truth in everyday life affairs. We could be talking about it almost anything, and somehow my mama could find a way to take that ordinary and mundane thing and turn it into a teachable moment. A special word to you moms who have husbands who don't attend church or who do not know Christ as their Savior. Or he might even forbid you reading the Word of God to your child. I came to tell you something. You can still teach your son or your daughter the principles of the teaching of the Word of God by applying God's Word and his principles in every area of your life. And you can do that day by day, all day long, all the time. And dads, if that shoe fits you, you need to do the same thing. So we need to remember principles if we're going to raise godly children. The second word I want us to remember is pattern. You see, we all have idiosyncrasies, and we know where we got them from, our parents. You know, it's the way we get this certain expression on our face, or it's the particular way we coin a phrase, or it's the way we do something a certain way, or it's the way we respond to certain situations. These kind of idiosyncrasies fall into three categories: good, neutral, and bad. But they're all very real. You see, if your parents were negative, you'll probably have a critical spirit too. If your parents were full of fear, you'll probably have a problem with fearlessness too. But the same is true of positive traits. If your parents were disciplined in their lives, you probably have a greater capacity to be disciplined in your own life. If you watched your parents open your home up to people, you're more likely to have a love of hospitality yourself. In other words, a parent's lifestyle is a parental parent pattern passed on from parent to child. You see, a parent never says, "Now today, I'm going to teach you how to handle stress." We don't hear a parent say that. Or turn in your Bibles to Proverbs and let's see what it says about being a good gossip. Or today, we're going to examine six biblical principles of finances. But if we pattern those things in our own lives, check this out. Our kids are more likely to catch it than to be taught it. See, I've never heard a mother say to her kids, "Now today we're going to sit down and learn how to have some bad habits." Or, "I want to teach you how to be more unorganized and undisciplined and waste most of your day on Facebook." No, I've never heard a good mother say that. Or, "I'm going to teach you today how to destroy your life in three easy steps." Nope. Children just watch and listen and observe and learn. And they do what we do. We see that all through the Bible with mothers. Watch this. Eve rebelled against God, and her son Cain rebelled against God too. Rebekah, Jacob's mother, deceived her husband and oldest son Esau, and Jacob followed right in her footsteps, and he struggled with deceit his whole life. But on the positive side, Jochebed, the mother of Moses, had courage and faith. And we see the same kind of courage and faith in Moses. Hannah, Samuel's mother, was known for her prayer life. And Samuel is recorded in 1 Samuel 12 and 23 as saying, "God forbid I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." Eunice had a strong, vibrant faith in God. And Paul says of Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 through 5, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother and then in your mother." He said, I'm persuaded that it's in you too. So you see what I mean? Children pick up from their parents, and they are far more likely to do as we do and not just listen to what we say. And just as children pick up natural things from their parents, is no less true about our faith, our values, our character, and our morals. If we want our children to have a godly, faith-filled life, then we must pattern that for them. Third word we need to remember is persistence. Let me tell you something. If you're going to raise children, you're going to have persistence. Because when you have a 15-year-old who knows everything and he stands taller than you, Mom, you better make sure that when he pushes, you don't budge. And I don't mean physically, but I'm talking about as far as the battle of wills go. Every child needs to know that something or someone, there is someone or something that he can't push against and move it. And the best person for that to be is a mother or a father, or better yet, both of them. You know, a child needs to learn that there is something in life that doesn't move when he or she pushes against it. Because let me tell you something. God doesn't move. And I'll tell you something else. The law won't budge either. And if you don't teach a child that you won't budge over that what's right or core values or principles, then he's going to run into a brick wall when he tries to push against God and his will for his life and his commandments. And if you don't teach him, you won't budge now. He'll keep pushing against every authority figure he comes into contact with until he finally meets someone or something that won't budge. Unfortunately, it might be that supervisor that fires him, or the first sergeant that puts her out of the military, or a judge who puts them in prison. You see, parents, you should be committed to giving your children rules to live by. Now, okay, now, obviously, you should periodically evaluate your rules and tweak them if they're unrealistic or unfair or not even biblically based. Because just because you have children doesn't mean you stop growing. But now, once you're convinced that you're right and you're being fair and reasonable, then you stick to what you have said. And don't you budge an inch. Hallelujah. The fourth word we're going to look at is participation. What you need to do, what we all need to do, is get down where our children live. Okay? We need to do that. We need to get down on our children's level and be a learner and participate in their lives, not just on a spiritual level, but also on a social and physical level. We need to do things that are fun to them sometimes, things that they are interested in. If children don't see that we care about their daily lives, why would they believe that God would care about them? You know? Try letting them choose some of their own sports or hobbies. Help them to find their passion, but then be involved, be connected, facilitate, participate. Amen? And then I want to get to the good part. We're going to get to the good part now. When it comes to raising children, we got to always have some praise, because praise is the greatest motivating for teaching their ears. How many of you love criticism? I bet you didn't. Nobody raised their hand. But how many of us love to be praised for a job well done? Oh, I bet you all the hands went up then. See, we should praise our children for the good things they do. If they make good grades, if they dress themselves appropriately, if they do their chores, if they choose good friends, there's something about praise that motivates in a way that criticism never can. So praise your kids. Motivate them when they do the right thing. And I'm not just talking about in the spiritual arena. If you praise them in other arenas, they'll be more receptive when you teach them the spiritual thing. They'll listen when you open up the Bible if you've opened up their heart first. An ounce of praise goes 1,000 miles further than a ton of criticism. And moms, dads, the final word I want us to consider today is prayer. We got to pray for our children. We got to pray that God works in their lives and God protects them from temptation. Then we got to pray for ourselves. We got to pray for wisdom, discernment, patience, perseverance, godliness, and consistency. But not only pray for your children and for yourself, but pray with your children. See, they need to hear your plea to God for them. How many young people in the face of temptation came right to the point of surrender to temptation, but then heard their loving mother's praying voice ringing in their ears? And they thought, oh, wait a minute, hold up. Maybe I shouldn't do this after all. Let me close with some final thoughts. And I'm not just talking to you mothers right now. I'm talking to you fathers too. I want to ask you something. Do you have a faith to pass on to your child? If you pass on to your children what you believe and live, where will it get them? Will it lead them to God and heaven, to righteous living, or will it lead them to sinful living and hell? Will it lead them to a success as God defines it, or will they be a spiritual failure? In the passage we looked at in Deuteronomy, under the first point, I want you to notice something again. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to your children. You're going to talk about them. You're going to, while you're sitting, you're going to talk about it. When you're walking, you're going to talk about it. When you're lying down, you're going to talk about it. When you're getting up. So you see, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, everything starts with you. The greatest gift that we can give to our children is a legacy of faith. Let me tell you something. I am not astounded that I became a servant leader because I watched my mom and my dad fight for civil rights. I watched my mom and my dad open their homes to other people. I watched my mom and my dad, and I marched with my mom and my dad for equality. So yes, I'm not surprised that I have a love for the homeless, a love for the underdog, a love for justice. My dad was an attorney. No wonder I have a love for justice reform. All that was passed down to me. I watched my dad, who, as he represented poor black people, I watched him and my mother load boxes of food and take it to that man's family as he sat in jail. I watched my mother go to Sears or wherever she had to go and buy suits so that brother could look nice when he went to court. You see, long before Steven Spielberg knew about a prince of Egypt, I knew who Moses was. Huh. Okay. Long before they made the movie Jesus of Nazareth, I knew who Jesus was. Long before they made any of the movies about the Bible, I knew what faith was. Because my parents gave me that gift of faith. And I pray that on today, that you are celebrated, mothers and fathers, for leaving that legacy of faith to your children. And like I said, I'm not just talking to mothers and fathers. I'm talking to mentors. I'm talking to teachers. I'm talking to that aunt, that grandmama who had to step in the gap. I'm talking to anybody, that big sister who had to take over raising her younger brothers and sisters. I'm talking to anybody who has had to stand in the gap. And today, I'm coming to you as your sister and your friend. And if you don't know Jesus today, it is the fervent prayer of all the servant leaders here that you would give your life to Christ and allow him to become your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friend. Because he loves you most, he loves you best, because he created you and he loved you first. So at this time, I'm going to ask Apostle Edwin Holloway to come forth, and he is going to invite you into a relationship with the Lord, and then he is going to pray for you. Apostle Edwin Holloway, please come forth.
Good morning. We come to the Lord. For those who don't know Jesus as their servant, as their Lord and Savior, we come and we call you to the throne of grace. Those who don't know, we ask you to open up your heart and allow him to come in as your Lord and Savior. Repent of your sin and ask him, Lord, come into my life. I am a sinner. Please take my life over. I've done it wrong. I ask you, Lord, to come in. God,
yes.
I know that Jesus is your son who came and died for my sin. Come into my life. Take it over. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. If you have done that, if you've asked Jesus to come into your life and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that he came and died for your sin, and you confessed it, you are now in the kingdom of God. You are
yes.
in the family of God.
Hallelujah.
And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to touch those who came and gave their heart to you.
Yes.
Father God, we come and we ask you, Lord, to touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask you, Lord, to take them over. God, show them the way, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father, and we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Show, oh God, be in their life. Turn their lives over. God, we know that they can't shake nothing that they've been in. They can't stop. But, God, you can deliver and set free. So, Father God, we thank you that you are the great I am. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. God, we
yes,
thank you, Father. And we give you praise. We give you glory and honor, God. Lord, as they get into their word, as they get their Bible, get a Bible, and seek your face, God, as they pray, teach them how to pray, as
yes.
Jesus said, Our Father, whom art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, O God, not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank you, Father,
Amen.
For them. We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Apostle Holloway. That
glory.
Was absolutely.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. You know, once you set the principles and the words that you listed, I think one of the most important things is that you pray with your children and you be persistent with your children. You can't be willy-nilly. One time they do something, you say it's wrong and you get on them. The next time they do it, if somebody's not around and you got telling people how cute they are, you know, you want to do something different. So be consistent with your children. Love your children. Let them know that you will always be there for them and that no matter what, you stand between them and a mean, evil world that's got a devil just roaming around. Now, he has no teeth and he can't bite you, but he can make you think he can. So don't let him fake you out, as they say. Know him for what he is, a defeated foe. Thank you, Bishop. I'll stop there and let someone else have a word.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Mitchell. Praise the Lord. See, yes, if you're not going to be faithful in your discipline, if you're not going to be faithful or consistent, how are you going to teach your child faithfulness if you're not faithful to your own word? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we're talking about leaving this legacy of faith this morning. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask that Minister Tina come on in the room. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, so much for all our beautiful mothers out there. I'm just, today, my mom's in heaven, but I know she's feeling me and feeling my prayers today, and I just thank God for having a mother to teach me what I know now, and what a beautiful message that was. Thank you so much, Bishop. I really do appreciate
yes.
it. It's a beautiful
Amen.
Message. Thank you so much.
God bless you, beautiful sister. Now we're gonna have Prophetess Kathleen come on back in the room, and that will be followed by Apostle.
We give God praise, glory, and honor.
Yes.
Prophetess had to step away for a minute, but I just
want
to encourage all. I just want to encourage all the mothers today to be faithful to God and seek God with your whole heart. And God
yeah.
will turn your situation around as you teach your children on what they
yeah.
need to know. God will give you the wisdom how to deal with those children.
Amen.
Just be faithful to God. He will be faithful to you. And he
Say
will
that.
Send you,
yeah.
he will bring you through. I know my mother, she's been gone since 2010, but I still, every now and then, I still remember what she told us to do.
Amen.
What she said for us to do. There's certain things that she told us about life, what to do, how to do. She taught us how to take care of our clothes. She taught us how to be consistent in what we say, and she taught us She didn't have no daughter. She had two boys, and she taught us how to be men. So,
amen.
Teach your sons. If there's no father, teach your sons. Get a mentor. Get a man to step in to help mentoring some uncle or some one of your brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So
get help.
We just give God praise. You need somebody to help. Your pastor, maybe your pastor.
Yes, amen.
So on this day, we give God glory for the mothers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you. All right, we're going now. Also, if you are in the room and you would like to have a word of praise, if you would like to just say Happy Mother's Day to your mother, you may hit your one, and we will hear from you as well. Hallelujah, because we want everyone to be able to praise God for having a mother, or you had a wonderful mother and she's in heaven. But we want you to know that they're being honored, whether they're honored here or in heaven. We are honoring your mother with you today. So I'm going to ask Apostle Zeta Flowers to come into the room, please.
Hello, and God bless you. That was a wonderful message. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that was a wonderful message. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Yes, a much-needed message, some good teaching in there, great advice.
Thank you, Apostle Zeta. We love you, and Happy Mother's Day.
Yes. And Happy Mother's Day to you, as well as all the other mothers that are listening in. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for all that you do for the kingdom. Anybody else have a word of praise, word of prayer? Anybody? I want to say good morning to our friend, Brother Marty. He's in the house with us this morning, and we just want to say good morning. We see you. Please tell your mother Happy Mother's Day from all of us, and we are praying for your mother. So at this time, I think we would just, would you like to have a word this morning, Marty?
I just wanted to give praise to all the moms and how hard their difficult lives can be, because it's, my mom isn't doing so well right now, so my big brother's taking care of her in Maine. Ohio, I'm sorry. It's just hard without her sometimes, and she doesn't feel so well. But I wanted to say, wish her a happy Mother's Day, and all you women who keep the praise alive, I thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you. Most gracious Father, you are
statistic of all the women who may be in terrible situations. But Lord God, we know that you are moving. We know, Father God, that you can change things with more of a prayer thing.
Yes.
So we're praying that for all those mothers who are mothers that they are standing between their children and the world, whether it's in their home or outside of their home.
Yes. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen.
Bye-bye. I love you. Love you, everybody. Bye-bye.